Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy with rain showers today with our high nearing 66. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers continue overnight tonight with a low around 36. Rain showers throughout Tuesday with our high nearing 46. North winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And a low around 30 Tuesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug charges after a traffic stop. Just before 2 a.m. Thursday, a Shawnee County Sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a spray-painted 1996 Dodge Dakota pickup in the 2400 block of Southwest Fillmore Street for driving with an expired license. The driver, Christopher L. Allen of Topeka, had a suspended driver's license and two warrants for his arrest out of Shawnee County. During the investigation, the deputy also located illegal narcotics. Allen was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The silver alert for a Kansas man ended Saturday when authorities located a single vehicle accident. A 1999 Subaru Legacy Outback driven by 71-year-old Thomas Talbert of Wichita was westbound in the 3900 block of Avenue X. The vehicle left the road and he was ejected. The Rush County Deputy Coroner pronounced Talbert dead at the scene. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Row crop farmers, where do you go to find seed that is adapted to your environment? Call Kaufman Seed. We specialize in corn, soybean, grain sorting. For all of Kansas, we don't import seed from other areas. We test to ensure that it works here before we recommend it to our customers. You have counted on us to provide you with top quality seed wheat. Now look to us for the same expertise in corn, soybeans, and grain sorting. Call Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836.
Sedgwick County officials say a person has died in a fire. County Sheriff Sergeant Eric Slay says a person died Sunday after a car started a fire in a field. Slay said the driver apparently was doing donuts in the field when the car became stuck and started on fire. The driver's body was found in the fire. Also Sunday, Governor Laura Kelly declared a state of emergency in response to a high fire danger in much of the state. The governor's office said fire dangers are high with the western third of Kansas under extreme fire danger warnings. Two people have been injured in a car crash that happened in Cheney on Sunday. According to Sedgwick County Dispatch, the crash happened shortly after 2 p.m. at the intersection of 391st Street West and 15th Street South. One of the cars involved ended up off the roadway. Due to the crash, one person suffered minor injuries and another was critically injured. They were taken to a local hospital for treatment. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A funeral home says a Nebraska couple and their adult daughter were killed in a plane crash in northwestern Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says the crash happened Thursday afternoon, killing 58-year-old pilot William Lauber and his wife, 58-year-old Christine Lauber, both of Milford, Nebraska, and 21-year-old Reagan Lauber of Lincoln. The plane crashed near Pond Creek, about 80 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. A close friend and supporter of a Nebraska congressman says he acted as a middleman in a plot to funnel $30,000 from a Nigerian-born billionaire to the Republican lawmaker's reelection campaign by using straw donors. Tofik Boklani told a federal jury on the third day of Representative Jeff Fortenberry's trial in U.S. District Court in Los Angeles that he received the funds from the son of businessman Gilbert Shaguri. He testified he then gave the cash to an L.A.-based doctor to distribute for the 2016 Fortenberry fundraiser in the city. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a bid from Hall Brothers for onyx sealing 8 miles of Oquito Road and 3.5 miles of Pheasant Road for $235,000. At the request of the county sheriff for leniency in the residency policy for employees, commissioners voted to allow employees outside the county. The low bid from AHRS Construction for the Health Department floor shoring project in the amount of $58,000 was approved, funds to be allocated through the American Rescue Plan. The county appraiser advised residential values have shown a consistent increase, ag values stable for 2022. The appraiser is required by state statute to be within 10% of fair market value on residential properties. Studies have shown a continued increase in residential sales throughout the county. Marshall County Partnership for Growth met to discuss the Department of Transportation grant agreement on a cost share program for development of 11th Terrace Access Road, which then was approved. Washington County Commissioners met last week and approved free dump days at the landfill Thursday and Friday, March 31st and April 1st, from 8:30 till 4, with a half day Saturday, April 2nd, 8 until noon. Approved items for disposal include appliances, furniture, mattresses, scrap metal, wire, and electronics. Household trash, tires, and construction and demolition materials will be charged at the regular rate. All loads must be covered or face a $25 fine. City pickup for residents in Washington will be Thursday, March 31st for approved items set out curbside by 8 a.m. Commissioners approved use of the courthouse lawn for an Easter egg hunt April 16th. The state has approved a sign replacement project for the northern half of Nemaha County. A Department of Transportation grant worth $340,000 will fund the project, scheduled to begin in 2024. Nemaha County Commissioners last week discussed wear and tear on roads used for wind farm tower maintenance and will have a county attorney review the Soldier Creek Road Agreement. Several citizens were present along with the county election officer and state representative Randy Garber for a discussion regarding stolen election threats. The Nemaha County Attorney spoke to commissioners regarding a request from Invenergy to modify the county moratorium to allow the Grain Belt Express Transmission Project. Commissioners decided not to modify the moratorium at this time. A motion was approved amending the county's holiday, sick, and vacation policies, changing the 6-month waiting period for new employees to a 90-day waiting period effective immediately. Gage County Board of Supervisors discussed rock and gravel availability and the idea of stockpiling to better assure supplies at their last meeting. Discussion was held regarding public transparency on resolutions and including additional information on the county website. An option to allow the public to put items on the county website was discouraged by the county attorney, with concerns in allowing anyone or everyone access to the network. The 1- and 6-year road and bridge plan will be on the March 23rd agenda. Nextlink, Windstream, and Diode Technologies met with committees earlier in the week presenting proposals to ensure that high-speed broadband is available to residents and businesses in unincorporated Gage County with the goal of developing a clear and achievable plan to deliver high-speed, reliable, and affordable broadband communication services in underserved areas. Monday evening, March 21st, Marysville Public Library will present a public program, My Loved One Has Passed Away, Now What? When a loved one dies and you're responsible for what comes next, the answer to that question depends on what previous planning your deceased loved one did or didn't do. The program will provide a basic how-to guide to point you in the right direction, with Jason Brenniger from Galloway, Wiggers & Brenniger Law Office presenting the program Monday evening, March 21st, 5:30 p.m. at the Marysville Public Library. Michael Mike L. Diedrich, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away last Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Interment, St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery, Kimio. Visitation Monday begins at 6 with the rosary at 7 at the church. Christy Zander's funeral home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Mike Diedrich. Gary Mike Bayer, age 77, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Lea, Nebraska. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 5 until 7, at the Gas Heaney Funeral Home in Columbus, Nebraska. In charge of arrangements for Gary Mike Bayer. Charles McPockey, age 73, of Marysville, passed away. Funeral service Tuesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial St. Gregory's Church Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 2 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for McPockey. Marlon G. Cleaver, age 71, of Wymore, passed away March 17. Funeral service Tuesday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Visitation is planned Monday from 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Marlon Cleaver. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, sweet potato puffs, five-way mixed vegetables, and rosy applesauce. Tomorrow, barbecue meatballs, mac and cheese, broccoli, and fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Another extremely mild but cloudy day ahead with a slight chance for rain showers. Temperatures will continue to stay mild throughout this week, but stay cooler throughout Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. A chance for rain showers can be expected throughout Monday and Tuesday, with a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Tuesday night and into Wednesday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 60s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. Rain showers will continue overnight tonight, with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the mid 20s and upper 30s throughout Nebraska, the mid 20s and mid 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and mid 50s throughout Missouri. And more rain on Tuesday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 58. Record high on this date, 93. The average low, 33. And the record low is 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:29. Sunset this evening at 7:40. 55 degrees this hour. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 21st of March. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
An overtime thriller, and Duke extends Coach K's career. Hey, everybody, Brian Clark reporting on sports. The final game of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament may have been the best, as top seed Arizona ping-ponged with ninth seed TCU until Wildcat star Benedict Mathurin made a critical three to force overtime.
Mathurin near midcourt with four. Drives left side. Step back three with two is up. It's no good. The follow jam. Coloco. And that might do it. Coloco stuffs it down.
The call on Westwood won. Mathurin finished with 30 points as the Wildcats survived 85-80. They'll face Houston on Thursday for a trip to the Elite Eight. Duke's season appeared to be over. They were trailing Michigan State by 5 points with less than 5 minutes to go. But the Blue Devils rallied and prolonged Mike Krzyzewski's career.
There's Van Carroll forcing his way in right in the lane, throws it up off the glass, count it!
The call on Westwood won. Star freshman Paolo Boncaro scored 19 points in Duke's 85-76 victory, earning Coach K a 26th trip to the Sweet 16. 10th seed Miami bounced 2nd seed Auburn from the big dance.
Long pass down the floor to Wong. Puts the shot up, good! Isaiah Wong!
The call on Westwood won. The Hurricanes drubbed the Tigers 79-61. They head to the Sweet 16 for the 4th time in program history. They'll play 11th seed Iowa State on Friday. Major upsets in the women's tournament. 10th seed South Dakota stunned number 2 Baylor in Waco, snapping the Bears' streak of 12 straight appearances in the Sweet 16.
But it is all about South Dakota today. The 10th seed Coyotes moving on. They're going crazy in Vermilion, South Dakota.
The call on ESPN South Dakota wins at 61-47. The Coyotes get their first ever appearance in the Sweet 16. Earlier Sunday, 10th seed Creighton shocked number 2 seed Iowa 64-62. Brian Clark, ABC.
New for 22, the Chevy Equinox LT and Chevy Equinox Premier are on the showroom floor at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville and awaiting your test drive. Along with the new 2022 Silverado 1500 model and 2500 model pickups. It's a new Chevy you're looking for? Look to Norris Motor Company in Marysville today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A severe drought gripping the western parts of the U.S. since the middle of 2020. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says drought will likely persist or worsen in the spring due to above-normal temperatures and below-normal precipitation. NOAA's spring outlook says dry conditions will likely heighten the risk of wildfires in the southwest and southern plains and will stress farms around California. The National Drought Mitigation Center says over 60% of the continental U.S. is under a minor drought or worse. That's the widest drought coverage since 2013. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center said prolonged persistent drought will continue to impact much of the West, and drought will develop during April through June in the southwest and central and southern plains. Water levels in many western lakes are record lows, but drought conditions expected to lessen or end in the upper Midwest and coastal areas of the southwest. The cost of growing crops could outpace revenue for many farmers this year, making it more difficult to break even despite rising commodity prices and increasing domestic and global demand. A American Farm Bureau Market Intel report says that farm production costs likely to rise 6% in 2022. That follows a 12% rise in 2021. This continues a trend stretching back several years as farmers have seen almost all production expenses rise since 2013. Production cost increases include rising fertilizer, seed, and chemical prices that now make up 17.5% of on-farm expenditures. Rising fuel and energy prices that are made worse by the Russian-Ukraine conflict, increasing costs of labor for both farmers and agribusinesses, COVID-19 disruptions of labor markets and productions. Farm Bureau President Zippy DeVos says right now there are serious concerns about whether farmers will be able to access the supplies they need to put a crop in the ground. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many states across the nation are trying to recover after the COVID-19 pandemic, getting the economy back up and working again overall, especially in the agricultural industry. But one state says they're proud of how they handled the COVID-19 pandemic, trying to keep everything open as much as possible. As we sat down with Governor Kevin Stitt of the state of Oklahoma to talk about what he says was a great success over the last 2 years, fighting off the pandemic and keeping things open.
You know, the thing that I've heard from the agricultural industry, obviously, it's, labor. It's been hard to get people back to, to find the great employees. So that's why we got rid of the federal unemployment benefits, faster than any other state to try to get people back in the workforce because it's just so important. Supply chain issues are some of the things I'm also hearing from other parts of the country. But as a general rule, again, we've been open the whole time. So I think our farmers and ranchers fared pretty well through this. Commodity prices, I think, are holding up pretty good. Yeah. So we're pleased with where we sit right now. in the state of Oklahoma.
He goes on to say, overall in the economy of Oklahoma, the things have been doing relatively well.
Yeah, well, we're one of the states that never shut down. I mean, I basically said, listen, we have got to take care of our hospital workers, our nurses, make sure they have everything that they need. But we also need to keep our kids in school, and we need to keep our businesses open. And I think that when we do a post-mortem on this whole last couple years, I think the way that we handled it was the right way. There's no difference. Everybody had the same three surges. We had the original COVID surge, and we had the Delta, and then we had the Omicron. And so every state experienced the same thing because this is a virus. I knew that from the very beginning, and just so proud of where we're sitting. So right now, Oklahoma has the lowest unemployment we've ever had in our state's history.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday, and a great Monday at Beatrice with very good feeder cattle, and the market seems to be better, so that's good news also. And the market's closing up on Friday. They touched at 140, 138 predominantly through the week, and then in the south they come up with 140. Certainly good news that the packer had to reach out and put $2 on that. So good news there. In the carcass, they bumped up a dollar at 222 on Friday. Well, here today in the hay department, it's kind of slow with the wonderful thing in the forecast of rain. Very good news in the department here today of hay. 63 prairie, very good stuff. 26 on the square straw. In the big round, it's the same way. There's very good round prairie of 6, round grass that's good of 3, and round straw of 4 in the hay department. That'll sell at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, right after the hay, we certainly will be selling 2 red and 1 black bull and heifer bottle calves. They're all 3 1 week old, so certainly if you need some calves, we'll have some here this noon. In the family department, there's 2 black families. They're Fossler cows. Honestly, they're 11-year-olds. Look great, guys. They've got mid-February black steer calves inside. Very good cows and calves there. Also, there's 9 red families. They're home-raised guys. They're 8-year-old, short solid. They got Red Angus 4-week-old calves inside. And a good, very good calves on those cows also. In the feeder cattle, starts off like this. 15 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 5 to 650. They're the fan cows. They're cattle out of Humboldt. 6 black steer and heifers, very good calves. They're going to weigh 500. The Menso cattle out of Virginia. Doug Klaus out of Odell's got 22 Red Angus bull and heifers. They're coming off the cow, guys. They're 4 to 575. Haxby out of Claytonia's got 30 black baldy steer and heifers, 450 to 550. Goebbels at Mahaska's got 25 black and red heifers. They're going to weigh 500. Cradaville out of Wilbur's got 10 black steer and heifers at 600. Schweitzert Strings got 18 Red Angus Char Cross steer and heifers, 350 to 550. The white cattle out of Steiner. Hey, Bob, I'll be right with you. The white cattle out of got crossed up here out of Steiner, 7 black bull and heifers. They're going to weigh 400 pounds. Shamrus out of Nebraska City, 12 black steers. They're going to weigh 600. 10 black and red heifers are going to be come from Summerfield. They're the Cameron cattle, weigh 5,700. Laughlin out of Crab Orchard's got 16 black steers, weighing 750. Brower Farms out of Wilbur's got 23 black steers, 550 to 700. Grotrain out of Johnson's got 60 black and red steer and heifers backgrounded at 7 to 750. Banahan out of Steel City, 135 black and black baldy heifers backgrounded at 8 to 850. Super set of cattle there, guys, along with the Altisti cattle out of Tecumseh. 73. Black and red steer and heifers weighing 7 to 8.50. Smith out of Pawnee City's got 45. Black and black baldy steer and heifers 5.50 to 7.5. John and Curtis Cisco out of Birchard 65. Black and black baldy heifers, they're going to weigh 6 to 700. Detweiler Farms out of Summerfield 72. Black steers good kind of 6 weight to 7.50s. Bolte out of Blue Hill 28. Red black char cross steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 6.5 to 7.50. 47. Red black char steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 6.50 to 7.50. Pesek out of Swanton. Adam Cisco out of Birchard 21. Black and black baldy heifers 5.50 to 6.50. Salberg out of Sterling's got 9. Black steer and heifers, they're going to weigh 5 to 600. A great set of cattle here at Beatra 77 Livestock here today. We'll start at 10 o'clock on the hay at 12 o'clock noon, work into the baby calves, the bred cows, and into an excellent line of feeder cattle. Give us a call. Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. And certainly, as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 55 this morning in Marysville. Mid-60s yet on a high side for today. Could be some cooler temperatures moving our way this week, with a cold front prompting a round of showers, rain showers, snow showers, late Monday into Tuesday, perhaps extending out to Wednesday. Maybe an inch or two forecast here along the state line, they say.
Are your seedlings ready to face the great outdoors? Some tips to toughen them up are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, March 21st, the 80th day of the year. Actors Gary Oldman and Matthew Broderick were both born on this day, and the prison on Alcatraz Island was closed today in 1963. In most parts of the country, it's a little early for transplanting seedlings, but it might be time to begin the hardening off process. You can begin to acclimate your plants to outdoor life by setting them in partial shade for a few hours each day, gradually increasing their exposure until they are used to full sun and windy conditions. Cool weather vegetables like peas, broccoli, and spinach can be transplanted when soil temperature is about 40 degrees or above. Beans, corns, and tomatoes prefer a minimum soil temperature of about 60 degrees. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Remy Martin scored 20 points. Ochai Banje put Kansas ahead for good with his first basket early in the second half. And the Jayhawks held off Creighton 79-72 on Saturday to advance to the Sweet 16. The shorthanded Blue Jays stayed close with an uncharacteristically hot shooting from three-point range. One of the worst teams in the country from behind the arc, ninth-seeded Creighton went 12 of 28. Kansas will now play Providence in its 32nd Sweet 16. The NJCAA Men's Basketball Championship Trophy is headed back to the campus of Northwest Florida State College. For the third time in school history, the Raiders claimed the national title on Saturday night in Hutchinson against Salt Lake Community College behind a thoroughly convincing and dominating 83-67 victory. The win put an exclamation mark on a sensational week-long run for the Raiders against the top teams in the country. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY. How do you fall in love? When do you say I do? When is the perfect time to spend the rest of your life? Seasons may come and go. Sometimes it rains and snows, and there will be highs and lows. So only you will know. You never know just where it will find you, 'cause it can come on you so fast. Seems like it takes forever when you want it so bad. But don't ever take it for granted, 'cause it's more than sowing some seeds. It takes sun and water, so give it what that's how you fall in love. That's when you say I do. That's when you know it's time to spend the rest of your life. Now seasons may come and go, and sometimes it rains and snows, but there will be highs and lows. So only you will know, and there will be highs and lows. So only